Senate Bill 552, which is the gaming bill, which could have a significant impact on our biggest employer here in Shelby County, which is Indiana Grand. I had some folks that are in this room that came up to the hearing that we had on the bill. It was over a 5-hour hearing that we had on the bill. The bill passed out of committee. It's not in the form that I would have hoped it would be in by now, but we have a lot of steps to go. There's another hearing on this bill next week out of Ways and Means, and then there's a second reading hearing, and then there'll be a conference committee hearing as well. So we've got some chances to get it in a little better shape. The positive thing about the bill was all the major provisions of what I think are important with this gaming bill are in the bill. We have sports wagering, which would be a new product that all of our casinos will now be able to offer. We have that as part of the bill. We have the relocation of two licenses from Gary, one that would move to the Borman Expressway in Gary to a much better location, and the second one would move to Terre Haute, where you would have a brand new casino built in Terre Haute. It's important to get those licenses, those boats, out of the water in Gary. Where they're at in the harbor, it's a deep water port that Indiana could very well develop and make into an intermodal port. But the only way to take advantage of that port is to move the two licenses that are currently there. And again, those licenses would move to the Borman Expressway, which is like I-90, and then to Terre Haute. The most important provision for us locally is the live table games provision. Back in 2015, we passed a bill that would allow Indiana Grand and Hoosier Park, which is in Anderson, to have live table games. So right now it's all electronic. You can't go out, you can't throw a set of dice, you can't be dealt actual cards. That would change with us moving up the live table game. In 2015, we adopted live table games, but it would not become active until 2021. And I explained this in committee. The only reason that we did not get live table games back in 2015 was just one reason only, and that was then Governor Pence, who decided he didn't want to have what he termed an expansion of gaming to happen under his watch. And so he assumed he was going to get elected a second term of governor, which we know that did not happen. I'm not sure it would have happened if he wouldn't have went on to be vice president, but he's not our governor. And so to me, that agreement is null and void. We should move up the date for live table games. And the bill that came over from the Senate contained an immediate move up on that date. When that bill went to public policy, of which I'm a member, the chairman of the committee decided that he wanted to have his say on the bill, which again, you're in a powerful position as a chairman of a committee. You can kill the bill, you can change the bill. So sometimes you gotta give the chairman a little leeway, knowing that you have the chance to change the bill at a later date. And so the chairman, in his infinite wisdom, insert sarcasm there if you may, decided that he did not want to move up live table games to an immediate date, and so he took that provision out. I did negotiate, as part of taking that provision out, I did negotiate the fact that we changed the language to say that once the date rolls around to 2021, that we will immediately have table games and there will be no gaming commission approval needed, which the potential was there that we could quite possibly not even get it in 2021 if we didn't get the gaming commission approval. So we did get the language changed to say that it absolutely will happen in 2021, but we still have to wait till 2021. Now, some will say, well, why did you let that go through that committee? Why did you let them change that? Sometimes it's better to let things happen at at the committee level, knowing that you got a chance to change it at a later point in time. And we're going to have that opportunity to change that on second reading, which will be probably end of next week. We'll have a chance to, I'll have a chance to stand up in front of all of my colleagues and to talk about moving that date back up to immediately. I'll have my chance to take to get a vote on it, and hopefully I'll have a chance to move that date back up.